This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Whatever your feelings about locally produced food, you probably also have an opinion or two about beer. Well, it turns out mainstream beer sales are down, but sales of hard cider are growing nearly 20% a year. Cider, sort of like fruity beer, makes up just a tiny fraction of the alcohol industry in this country. But big beer companies like Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors have recently jumped into the market. Small craft producers are cropping up all over the country, too. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has the story.
Hard cider isn't new. If John Adams or another founding father got thirsty, it was usually cider they'd order at the local pub. But as German immigrants brought their beer-making skills to America, cider fell out of fashion. Yeah, prohibition didn't help much either. But today, hard cider is making a comeback. Bob Caluti sells beer and wine in Rutland, Vermont. Walking into his store's cooler, he points out several brands of cider.
I usually maintain about 4 to 5 SKUs or different packages of it at every given time.
It's a small niche market, he says, but sales are growing fast among both men and women.
Oh, I definitely think the potential's there. I mean, cider's been around forever. And then if you throw in the whole gluten-free aspect, there's a lot of people that can't have gluten, which is obviously a common factor in beer. So I think cider's here to stay.
The best-selling cider in America, Woodchuck Amber. It's been made in Vermont since 1991. Brett Williams heads the Vermont Hard Cider Company, which makes Woodchuck and handles three other brands of cider.
When I started with the company way back when, all we heard was no. People didn't know what hard cider was. Now I'm worried about whether we can keep up with demand and make enough product.
Woodchuck's popularity helped spur an explosion of small craft cider producers across the country. And even the big boys hope for a piece of the action. Miller Coors recently purchased the Crispin Cider Company of Minnesota, while Anheuser-Busch just launched Michelob Ultra Light Cider. Paul Chibe is vice president of marketing for Anheuser-Busch.
When, you know, the major players, the larger players in market get involved with a category, we're going to bring a lot of interest to the segment.
The U.S. cider market is still tiny, less than 1% of the beer industry. That's nothing compared to Great Britain, where cider makes up over 15% of their beer market. Chibe says it's unlikely the U.S. cider market will ever grow as big as the U.K.'s, but he says there's still tremendous potential.
When you look at the profiles, you think about consumers' interest in variety. You see how big the white wine segment is in the U.S. and its broad appeal. There's no reason why cider can't be significantly larger in our market.
That growth is something the Vermont Hard Cider Company is both counting on and struggling with. At the company's bottling plant in Middlebury, Brett Williams just added a third shift and can still barely keep up with demand.
The product that you see on the conveyor right here is going to go on that pallet. The fork truck's going to pick it up and it's going to go right on a truck and it's out the door.
Williams says next summer they expect to be shipping out lots more cider. Construction just started on a new $24 million headquarters that he says will double the company's output. In Middlebury, Vermont, I'm Nina Keck for Marketplace.